213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Yeah, on your web rock station, on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio, en direct ce soir, avec nous depuis la Floride, Pensacola, United States of America, Gunshine. Ouais, deux membres du groupe en direct ce soir pour cette interview, à savoir Austin Ingerman, guitar player, and James Walter, le batteur du groupe. Hi guys, nice to meet you.
Great to meet you, thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah, sounds good, man. Welcome tonight on 213 Rock. The name of the web rock station is Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. As you know, we are based in Paris, France. Thank you very much for accepting my live invitation, of course.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been to Paris a couple times with cool. A band called New Year's Day. I toured through there, and it was always a great time. So we hope to be back soon with Gunshine as well.
Okay, this is Austin, right? Okay.
That is correct.
Ok, c'est effectivement. Donc, Austin a déjà là une petite présentation avec un autre groupe. Il a déjà joué à Paris. Donc, ça, c'est très sympa. Donc, ce soir, on est là pour Gunshine. Donc, qui je vous disais, c'est un groupe de hard rock US origine Pensacola, Florida. Dans un état d'esprit, hein, type Tesla, Guns, Vince Neil Bond, Atomic Playboy, Jack Hill, etc. Ils ont pas mal d'influence, mais un formidable premier album. Je tenais absolument ce soir à les avoir en direct hein, dans 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Donc, c'est tout au long, hein, effectivement, de ces deux dernières années, entre 2020 et 2021, qu'ils ont passé le plus large de leur temps à composer et enregistrer un premier album très très surprenant. So, Austin James, your first album is available since January 2022. I guess you were very surprised by the reactions that followed because the press and the rock media and metal media said some good words about you.
Yeah. When we released this album, we knew that we had something good, and we knew that there's definitely a desire for like real rock bands and real heavy metal, heavy rock. And we knew as soon as we put this out that especially countries in Europe, all over the world would really take kindly to it. So we were really excited.
Effectivement, James me dit tout de suite qu'il savait qu'il tenait quelque chose de très très bon hein, pour le marché européen aussi un petit peu aussi, mais finalement pour eux aux États-Unis, ils ont bossé dur. Hein, je disais entre 2020 et 2021, ils ont passé le large de leur temps à composer, enregistrer. Hein. And the first time when I listened to your first album, I said, "Wow, they are only hit single for hard rock radio on this album. Oh yeah."
yeah, definitely, yeah. There's not a bad song on there. We believe every song could be a hit single, so that's a good feeling.
Yes, that's exactly, effectivement. Hein, que la première fois, lorsque j'ai écouté cet album, je me suis dit, waouh, il y a que des hits hein, que des hits formatés pour les radios. Hein. Ils ont vraiment composé comme ça l'album, et c'est vraiment très bien fait en tout cas. And how were the ideas about your first album came about?
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, like James said a minute ago, we wanted to do something, kind of bring back that real rock and roll that we feel like is missed right now, you know, and just really write from the heart, play from the heart, not worried about radio or writing to formulas or anything like that. Just very much, you know, in your face, real rock and roll, the way it should be is how we kind of felt, you know, the way you jam with each other and come up with ideas on the spot. And, you know, we just, that's just really what we were going for, you know, just really organic, edgy rock and roll.
Effectivement, hein, donc pour les idées, comment elles sont arrivées, comment elles sont nées dès le départ, ils ont beaucoup échangé, ils ont joué ensemble, ils ont essayé de faire des meilleurs titres possibles, absolument d'apporter de meilleurs titres, hein, comme ils le disent, in your face, il fallait que c'est de l'impact hein, en tout cas. And how did you organize your work? Because we spent a lot of time with this story about COVID-19 and everything, and so how did you organize exactly your work? Because it was a lot of job for working on that kind of first album.
Yeah, it was really interesting with the COVID thing is we did have to split things up a little bit. With the studio, we kind of did things separately because, you know, you couldn't really always record in person during that time. So we had to kind of do some of it in Alabama, that we flew to Las Vegas to do a different part of it. So we kind of, you know, pieced it up and did it over several months. But yeah, it definitely was the silver lining was that we were able to finish writing the album because nothing was really going on during the COVID time. So we had plenty of time to work on things and really get all the songs dialed in.
Ouais, effectivement que le Covid a servi hein, effectivement donc ils ont passé beaucoup de temps, ils ont, comme je l'ai dit tout à l'heure, ils ont échangé aussi beaucoup d'idées et puis ils ont fait ce bel album hein. Ça comporte je crois il y a 10 titres à l'intérieur et ils se sont bien organisés, il fallait que ça soit parfait quoi, c'est le truc, il fallait que ça soit parfait quoi. And the production of your first album is very modern hein, for a very dynamic mix.
Yeah, we wanted the old school vibe for the rock and roll, but we also wanted a very modern production. That's why we got our friend and producer Chris Collier. He's worked with Korn, Mick Mars,
okay,
David Coverdale from Whitesnake, you know, a bunch of really awesome hard rock and metal artists, and we just knew it was a perfect fit. And he's our friend too, so it's a really good work environment.
I understand now. I know Chris Collier. He works for Whitesnake for the remaster. Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, yes. Of course, now I understand the good mix. Okay. Effectivement, que cet album possède un super mix et une superbe dynamique. Hein. C'est Chris Collier qui l'a fait. Il y a un nom hein, derrière. Chris Collier, c'est quand même le mec qui a remasterisé les albums de Whitesnake, mais de qualité exceptionnelle. C'est sorti l'année dernière, je crois. En tout cas, c'était très beau, quoi. And on this album, there are some sick tracks. Hein. For example, the best sound of your best player, Pat Brown. The drum sound of you, James, plus the real that opens the track loud, it gets directly hein? And Jordan voices that comes in screaming, wow, I was totally surprised by this sound, loud.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually our opener song for our set. We play that song first when we play live shows, so that's one of my favorites for sure. It gets everybody excited.
Yes, effectivement. Comment obtenir les gens totalement excités dès le départ? C'est ce titre Loud qui ouvre les concerts. Ouais, il déchire ce titre. And the voice of Jordan Benson, your singer who sings very high on the chorus. This is the way it's going down, he said.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because James and I had been jamming probably for about 6 or 7 years now, working on different song ideas and demos and kind of trying to get this band off the ground. And it took us so long to find the right singer that we were really looking for this project. And then when we came across Jordan, we knew it was like the perfect fit because we had a, you know, great songwriting chemistry with him. And then, like you said, his voice is that perfect, you know, his voice bites with the guitar. It's like that soaring kind of sound, you know, it was just perfect for what we were looking for.
Effectivement qu'ils ont un super chanteur, Jordan Benson, ça colle parfaitement, ça fit, ça match parfaitement avec la musique, hein. Et il y a des beaux titres en tout cas. And the second track, Life Free Get Wild, this is a widely rocking track, hein, because it's very hard to sing. Jordan gives a lot of emotions, I can feel it on that sound.
Mm-hmm. Live Free Get Wild, yeah, that's one of my like favorite ones because it's kind of like slower tempo, just big, lots of room, you know, for all the riffs and stuff like that. It's just very, probably one of the most powerful tracks.
Yeah, effectivement, il y a un titre, hein, Life Free Get Wild, qui est sauvagement rock en tout cas. Et c'est un de ses titres préférés où Jordan donne beaucoup d'émotions. Ouais, c'est ça. En fait, c'est ça. C'est bien ça, quoi. And on last, Jerry, James and Austin, you have your very first music video on YouTube, Well Said to Call. Yeah, it's very well filmed because the colors are really nice.
Well Said to Call, yeah. No, that we had a great time filming that one. And the video was super fun to make. We took it kind of old school with that one and just kind of wanted to bring the fun and the attitude, you know, back to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm, effectivement qu'il y a de belles couleurs, hein, concernant ce titre Way Sail to Code. Il y a un beau clip vidéo disponible sur YouTube. Ouais, ils en sont fiers, c'est super bien filmé. And you call all your best girlfriends for the Rock and Roll Night in Irish Pub for that movie, that music video.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, very funny video.
Yeah.
And did you send the music video to the girls' parents?
No, yeah, they everybody was super supportive. They all enjoyed it and you know, everybody was super cool about it. So it was an amazing time. You got to have the chicks in rock and roll.
Okay, effectivement, il y a de la meuf comme il dit dans le rock and roll. Il y a tout ce qu'il faut en tout cas. Ouais, ils ont passé un super moment à enregistrer le vidéoclip dans un pub irlandais, c'était génial quoi. And the feedbacks from your fans available on YouTube is incredible, about this sound, about this music video.
Yeah, the feedback has been great so far and you know, when you're in the studio writing for so long, you never really know exactly how people are going to take it, but we definitely loved what we were doing and we're glad that people are also enjoying it too. So, like I said, you know, with that song especially, we just wanted to keep it fun and energetic and I'm glad people are picking up on that vibe.
Ouais, effectivement que les fans ont capté la vibe de ce titre, hein, comme il le dit. Et puis en même temps, les feedbacks sont super. Ils sont très heureux, hein. And something very cool, you are not far from the 100,000 views. Hein. You gain fans day after day.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're really picking up steam and the word's getting out there and people are really starting to find out about this band and everybody's getting really excited. We get messages every day from people in Europe, Australia, in South America saying, when are you going to come go on tour? We want to see you guys. Mm-hmm. And we're like, as soon as possible.
Effectivement, yeah. Qui sont très demandés, hein, depuis l'Australie, des États-Unis, de l'Europe et en même temps de l'Amérique du Sud. Ouais, ils reçoivent des messages tous les jours. C'est totalement mérité. L'album, il est génial, quoi. And at the end of February, for your second music video, Daylight was available on YouTube. Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses will be afraid of you because the competition with the young bands will be very hard musically.
yeah, Daylight. That was another super really fun song, and you know, we have a variety of influences. We love, like, you know, the old, like you said, GNR and Motley Crue stuff, but we also like a lot of modern stuff, and like we mentioned before with Chris Collier's production, we feel that it brings something, you know, fresh, but still has kind of the edginess of some of those bands that we love.
Ouais, effectivement, hein, ils ont fait un titre de malade, hein, le second titre de, il y a un clip, donc le clip vidéo est sorti en février dernier, Daylight, toujours avec Chris Collier, effectivement, et puis la compétition, hein, entre les jeunes groupes via les anciens, plus anciens, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, etc., elle est hard, parce que musicalement, et ça joue à armes égales, hein, c'est très fort, c'est très bien fait, ça joue, c'est du bon hard rock en tout cas, quoi. And it's, I think it's always hard to do better, because for the future, I think your fans will ask you more and more and more about the music.
Yeah, we're actually getting ready to fly to Vegas to record with Chris. Again, we got five new songs that Ooh. We're getting ready to record. But we don't really think too much about prior songs or anything like that. We kind of just write whatever we're feeling in the moment and whatever comes out, and it helps keep us fresh creatively and keep us excited for what's coming up. So we're definitely very excited to go record again, and we think we got some great stuff.
Et ben la bonne nouvelle de ce soir, ils ont été du côté de Las Vegas, effectivement, ils ont déjà 5 titres en boîte, hein, pour le prochain album, parce que c'est toujours difficile de faire un deuxième album après un premier avec une telle qualité de travail, quoi. C'est toujours difficile, quoi. And a question from a French fans. Huh? His name is Marine Manteau. He's a fan of your music totally. He said, "What is the reason why your singer always wear AC/DC t-shirts on your music video?"
Yeah. Oh, because he's like the biggest AC/DC fan probably there is. He knows all the deep cuts, you know, everything. He's super influenced by both Bon Scott and Brian Johnson, and he's a big fan, as we all are, but he's definitely like the biggest AC/DC fan, and that's his way to show his that's his way to tribute to them, I guess, you know.
Okay, donc effectivement, il est un grand grand fan d'AC/DC, que ce soit de Bon Scott ou de Brian Johnson, donc du côté de Las Vegas, et en même temps, bah c'est ça, c'est donc il rend hommage, hein, c'est avec ses t-shirts portés sur les clips vidéo du groupe, c'est fou, c'est bien, c'est vraiment bien, quoi. And how was your show recently, a couple of weeks ago, with bands like Seven Years Witch and Magnolia Bayou in Memphis, Huntsville, Savannah, Bedford?
Yeah, it was super fun. Yeah, they're good friends of ours now. We did a little, we toured the Southeast United States, and we made some new friends. It went really great. Those two bands both shred, and we all have the same style of rock and roll, so it was a great, great week.
Effectivement, ils étaient en tournée du côté des États-Unis avec d'autres groupes, hein, qui s'appellent Seven Years Witch et Magnolia Bayou. En tout cas, ils ont joué du côté de Memphis, Huntsville, Savannah, Buford. Ça s'est bien passé, en tout cas. I saw a couple of pictures on stage. Your scene is absolutely beautiful. A lot of light, good backdrop, and great vibe too.
Oh, for sure. And it, you know, we were in these particular shows, we didn't get to bring all of our production as we do for some different shows. So we definitely when we headline, we definitely go all out on the backdrops and lights and everything like that. But it was still a great production, and like James said, amazing time with all the bands, and it was a great run for sure.
Effectivement, qu'ils étaient donc en tête d'affiche. Il y a de très très belles photos disponibles sur leur page Facebook concernant donc cette tournée. Il y a de très belles lights, il y a une belle scène, en tout cas il y a une belle mise en scène, ça assure. Allez, en direct ce soir, Gunshine 213 Rock Mini Times de Classic Rock Radio, Austin Ingerman guitar player et James Rancho à la batterie. Donc voici le track listing de l'album. L'album s'ouvre avec Loud, ensuite Daylight, Life Free Get Wild, Wait Say To Call en 4, en 5, Feel Alright, en 6, Change Today, en 7, No Way, en 8, Playing With Fire, en 9, Something Real, et en 10, Meet You There. Cet album a été mixé donc par Chris Collier, c'est quand même une pointure. 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le classic rock radio, ça c'est vraiment un cracking, ce disque, quoi. So guys, just before the end, I hope that one day you will see you in Europe, maybe without forgetting France, of course.
Of course, yeah, we love France.
Yeah, we'll definitely be over there. It's a matter of when, not if, you know.
Okay, effectivement, qu'un jour ils viendront, ça c'est promis. Please, do you have a message for the audience tonight? Because a lot of people are listening to us at this moment.
Oh yeah, just we really appreciate everybody who takes the time to check out our music, and we have a lot of exciting stuff coming up. So you can follow us on social media, Gunshine or Gunshine Band, and our website as well, gunshineband.com, and we'll be posting updates, and just stay up to date. And this is only the beginning for us. So just getting started.
Yes, and James.
Yeah, thanks to everybody that's checked us out. We can't wait to come play with you guys and make some new friends. Keep rocking.
Yes, keep rocking. Guys, James Austin, thank you very much for this live interview. Thank you very much for your time tonight, because I know you are very busy on every day. So tonight on 213 Rock, Vinny Times, your classic rock radio, tout de suite en musique, Daylight Gunshine. Oh yeah, 213 Rock.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate that.
Sounds good. See ya, man.
All right. See you later. Thank you.
Yeah, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Very cool interview. C'était superbe, en tout cas. Gunshine et Daylight. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. C'était James Rancho et Austin Ingerman en direct depuis la Floride. Oh yeah, podcast très certainement disponible demain. Ça, je vais le préparer pour ce soir. Continuons en musique avec Bomber, A Walk of Titans. 213 Rock, Vinny Times, Your Classic Rock Radio.